Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnahs continue. This Mishnah discusses the Malacha of Tzad, trapping, that we discussed previously. Shmeina Shratzim, Hamor B'Tayra, the eight species of Shratzim. These were different creepy crawly animals, which loosely translated are a weasel, a mouse, a toad, a porcupine, two different types of lizards, a snail, and a mole. And they had a certain tumah, they're very stringent tumah when they're dead. So these eight species of shratzim that are mentioned in the Torah, hatsadon, if someone traps them on Shabbos, v'achevobem, or if someone bruises them, chayev, he's chayev, it's malach deraisa. These animals were common to be trapped for their skins, so regardless of what his intentions were when he trapped them, he's chayev on Shabbos, it's malach deraisa of trapping. The Mishnah will contrast other animals, it depends what the intentions were when he trapped. But these animals, regardless of what his intentions were, and that's the malacha of tzad. Also for bruising, there's a malacha. There's a difference of opinion in the Mefarshim what the av malacha for bruising is. The Rav brings two opinions. It's either from Mefarik, which is extracting the blood from its source, and that's a tolda of dush, of threshing. Or it's coming from tzevea, dying, and it's the coloring of the skin caused by the bruising. There's a third opinion, not brought in the Rav, that it's a tolda of shechet, of slaughtering, that it's causing some form of taking life by the loss of blood caused by the bruise. That's what the Shemayin Shratzim. Ushar Shkatzim or Matzim, other types of creepy crawly creatures that are not included in these eight Shratzim. Achayvel Bam Pater, someone who bruises them is Pater on Shabbos. It's not a Melacha Deraisa. And this is because these other types of Shkatzim or Matzim, the bruises were only temporary, and the blood would then get reabsorbed into the body. And so it was not a melacha deraisa. It was only considered temporary discoloration. Hatsadan letzerich chayev, someone who traps them letzerich because he has a need for them, then he's going to be chayev, it's melacha deraisa. But shalei letzerich, if he doesn't have a specific need for these other shratzim, then pater, they're exempt. These were not commonly trapped. They had thinner skin, and their skins were of no benefit. And they were not commonly trapped. Therefore, if they were not done letzerich for a need, then it's pater, it's not a malacha deraisa. Chayev v'ayv sheber shusay, wild animals or birds that are in a person's property, they're either pets or they're in his control of some sort. Hatsada, and if someone traps them on Shabbos, pater, he's exempt. It's not a malacha deraisa because they're already trapped in his property. V'achayvel b'em, but someone who bruises them, chayev, they're like the shratzim, that it's considered a permanent bruise, and therefore will be Malacha Deraisa. Mishnah Beis shifts to a different category, discusses pickling on Shabbos, pickling vegetables in a brine, in a salt water, which is usher as a tolda of ma'abit, of tanning, similar to the process of what they would do with the skins of the animals. Ein eisen hilmi b'Shabbos, one could not make a brine on Shabbos. And this is talking about a large quantity that would be used for pickling vegetables. Aval hu aisa, as mea melech, he's allowed to make a small amount of salt water. V'tevel ben pita, and he can dip his bread in it. V'naisen l'techa tachal, he can put it inside of a cooked dish to flavor it. Small amounts for flavoring is allowed, but large amounts that would normally be used for pickling vegetables is not allowed to be made on Shabbos, as a preventative that he shouldn't pickle on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yasi says, he comes to argue on the first opinion, the Tanakhama, and he says, Va'alai hu hilmi, it's the same thing, the salt water is the same thing as the hilmi, as the brine, what bain maruba bain muet, whether it's large or a small amount, there's no difference. And he held that even small amounts of salt water should not be made, because someone may come to use it for pickling. Rather, ve'eluhain mei malach hamutaren, this is how he can make salt water that would be permitted, only in this fashion. Naisin shemen betchila l'teicha mayim, first he has to put oil into the water, oy l'teicha melech, or first put oil into the salt, and only then he can mix in the other ingredient, but he can't put the salt and the water together first. Because this way, when the oil would be put in first, it would prevent the salt from mixing well with the water, and it would be clear that he doesn't plan on using this for pickling vegetables as a preservative, and it's just going to be used for flavoring other dishes or dipping his bread in. And only in this fashion, by putting oil in, then Rav Yasi permitted the making of the salt water on Shabbos.